You tell me how you would distinguish between an avenue and a street?
By the sign.
If you were, does it mean anything?
The road, you mean?
Yeah, why are they named avenues rather than streets, or streets rather than avenues?
I don't know.
Okay, and how about the difference between maybe a road and a street?
Well, most roads, most streets are in the older residential areas, you know, like 20th Street and 19th Street, and now out in the newer sections like this in Mountain Brook, they got roads and circles and lanes. And most of your roads run through rural sections instead of, you know, down in the middle of town.
What about the circles and lanes?
Well, they branch off from roads, and the circles run in there in a circle, you know. You go enter it here and you have to leave it there.
Uh-huh.
And the lanes usually run into drives or streets,
mm-hmm.
you know, whichever one you desire to be on.
Okay, and if you're on a small street and you have to wait for a train to pass, what are those places called where the tracks go over the road?
A railroad crossing.
Okay. Now, what if they go up over on a...
A trestle?
Yeah. What would you call the place where the road goes under that?
An underpass.
Okay. How do you usually park a car on a neighborhood street?
I stop the car, put it in first gear, and pull the emergency brake up, and get out.
What do you call that kind of parking?
Parallel parking.
Okay. And what are the outlets for fire hoses that you can't park near?
Fire hydrants.
Okay. And what kind of parking is down at a shopping center?
They have parallel parking.
And?
Pull straight in, which is...
Can you think of any name for them?
I can think about how they park, but
mm-hmm.
I know parallel is sideways and straight parking.
Okay. Where would you park downtown? In a building with several levels?
In a parking lot. Okay. Your best bet.
Do you call that a building with several levels a parking lot?
If it has a parking lot in it, you call it a parking lot unless you were working in the building. I always park in a building with three levels and I call it a parking lot.
Okay. What are the tallest and largest buildings in town?
South Central Bell Building and Southern Natural Gas Building.
Oh, do you have any general terms to identify just the biggest buildings?
One of them's solid glass and the other one's 20-something stories higher than that.
If you're referring to all of them in general, you just say those are?
South Central Bell and Southern Natural Gas.
Okay. What does high-rise mean to you?
Skyscraper.
Would you ever call an apartment building a high-rise?
I'd call it a high-rise if it was over 20 stories.
Okay. What kind of passageways are there behind and between buildings?
Alleys.
Does it make any difference whether it's behind it or between it, or would you have a different name?
I'd call them all alleys.
Okay. What do you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced?
A construction site.
Say that there is no construction going on there, it's just torn down.
Like they tore a building down and they were going to build one back.
What's left?
What's left? I'd call it a wreck.
Well, how about a vacant lot?